Any other major incidents during those 23 years in the same company?
Yes, in the mid-1980s, I was called out on a Saturday morning for an incident at work where there was a person working there under the influence of alcohol. On the return journey, I had a hypoglycemic attack whilst driving the car. I was not... I can't think if I was using a blood sugar machine then or not. I don't think I was. That happened afterwards. The result of my hypoglycemic attack was I drove around Birmingham for around an hour, colliding with things. I was driving automatically, if you like. I was not compos mentis, but I was able to drive a car, and I did not hit anybody. But, you know, the following days I was getting telephone calls coming in asking me to appear at various police stations. And it was so stupid, I'd left my number plate behind on one of the incidents. I'm not at all proud of this situation. I'm very ashamed of it, but I don't feel entirely responsible. It was due to diabetes and poor blood sugar control. The car was written off that I was driving. It was in such bad state. I remember colliding with a bus on a roundabout, trying to overtake the bus on the inside. So on the outside, on the roundabout, of course, the bus cut the bend off and we put sides together. And of course, I just continued on. Fortunately, nobody was injured. You know, I had nightmares about these calls coming in all the time. And, you know, I had a long court case afterwards. You know, I'm going to the police station and I was charged with all these counts of dangerous driving. I remember the best advice I ever had, and that's from a civilian employee. And her advice to me was get a good brief, because she knew if I didn't, I was going to lose my license for a very long time, which would mean losing my job. As I say, it was pretty traumatic at the time, having all these phone calls coming in and thinking, is the next one going to say I've run somebody down? So, yeah, since then, the solution to that was to go onto a blood sugar machine, but I'd already been advised not to buy one was the problem, not very long before all this incident happened.
So if you remember the year of the incident, then you'll remember when you started on a blood sugar machine.
Yeah, it was about, well, I was thinking about it. The car was a Y registration car, which makes it...